This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. They call themselves gifts or creatures.
Relics and ghosts, relics and ghosts. Relics and ghosts, relics and ghosts. Glory days of old. Grillex base, hold on tight. Ain't much to feel, but the white man's blind.
Brandon and Bethany Foote with the song Relics and Ghosts off of their new album, Yesteryear Western Darkness. It's their second album out from Earthwork Music. The Lansing-based couple joins us now in the studio. Good to have you with us.
Great to be here.
Brandon, just so many of your songs explore the pre- and the post-industrial era here in the Rust Belt. So what kind of stories are you telling in Relics and Ghosts, the song we were listening to?
That story is looking at a lot of things. Our world's changing quickly. It's gotten very, very small in the past 100 years or so. And our album is exploring much of that. Relics and Ghosts is kind of a great pinpoint off of that. We're looking at climate change. We're looking at what we've done as a culture here in the West. I mean, what we continue to do as a culture here in the West, with the way that we've shaped America and the way that we're shaping the future for future generations and our children and grandchildren. So.
Bethany, what draws you both to these kinds of stories? This is heavy, heavy stuff.
Yeah. Well, you know, Brandon has a background in some environmental ed, and that's kind of what his undergrad degree was in. We're also a part of Earthwork Music, which does a lot of environmental education and awareness through music and the arts. And so I think that resonates with us. That's kind of an interest and a passion of ours personally. And then the stories kind of stem from a love for Michigan and a love for the Midwest and just seeing how those things overlap.
What's behind the title Yesteryear Western Darkness? It made me wonder, are we talking about the American West? Are we talking about Western civilization?
Western civilization mostly. We as a culture have had a huge impact on the rest of the planet. And the way that we work as a group of people here in the West, I question that. I question if it's for the better or for the worse. There's been some great inventions that have happened because of the technology and the advancement of Westernization. We explore Edison. We also explore Woody Guthrie. Great, you know, people that had many, you know, a few different elements of the kind of their focus of what it meant to be American. We also look at darker folks here in the West. We look at the Purple Gang from Detroit. Mm-hmm. We look at, going back to positive, we look at John Muir and his legacy that he left. John Muir was the founder of the Sierra Club.
Ah, I'm really struck with the gorgeousness of your sound and the gentleness of your voices together. But then you have lyrics like on Blind Pigs on High, who got up that nail show up photos. I'll beat you with my nightstick.
Beat you with my nightstick.
There's such a interesting dichotomy between your warm, gentle sound, and then you're telling stories that are harsh stories, aren't they?
Yeah, there's an element of darkness in our music, and I think there's an element of darkness in the world. And I think it's our job to make sure people know about it, but also to bring an element of light to that darkness as we travel through this life.
Your voices are just perfect together. It's as if you were born singing together, but you didn't actually start making music together until after you were married. Is that true?
Yes, it is, actually. I grew up in a pretty musical family. I have two sisters and a brother, and my parents sang together. The three of us girls would sing together. So that was part of a normal life for me. Brandon kind of came into music a little bit later, kind of in his teen years, had played in quite a few configurations of bands. But yeah, after we got married.
And how long ago was that?
4 years ago.
All right.
Just in August. And we just kind of started exploring that idea of doing it together. I knew that part of him, and he knew that I could play piano and knew I could sing, but we hadn't done much together. So I think, you know, you throw two people into an apartment and we're starting a new life together, and it's like, okay, well, let's find something we can do together. And for us, it just came out very naturally in that way.
How exciting that must have been to discover that you gelled musically, because that doesn't always happen, does it?
No, not by any means. It definitely was a unique circumstance, and a really, really amazing kind of happening for our marriage and our life together. So.
Well, I just have to ask because, you know, when you just think of working long hours in the studio and rehearsing and touring and then being married, does there ever get a point of maybe a little too much togetherness, or are you all still early in that honeymoon phase?
Well, I think, you know, there's moments of stress that comes with that type of work for sure. And we've had our moments, but I do think it also helps that we, you know, we balance that with other things in our lives. I'm an early childhood educator. Brandon works at a music store, actually. So we both have time away from each other. And I think that does help balance. I think it's important to have that kind of well-rounded approach to something that we can do together, and it's a pastime, and it's fun and enjoyable, but we also have some other things that we pursue separately, and it helps keep that balance, I think.
I'm speaking with Brandon and Bethany Foote. They are the group that calls themselves Gifts or Creatures, and their new sophomore album, Yesteryear Western Darkness, is out now from Earthwork Music. You tell Michigan stories in a lot of your tunes. This one, Telegraph Tramp, is about Thomas Edison.
Plank roads weave foggy tenure with Port Huron. I would climb up high. The birds of my youth sing no more. Come get your free press, Detroit's fine. Baggage car I present to you. A telegraph tramp, tramp telegraph.
What is the story, Brandon, that you're telling about Thomas Edison in this song?
Well, Edison was raised here as a young child in Michigan, and when he left his family, he went and rode the rails and actually worked on selling a newspaper out of the rail cars, and this tune's kind of about that journey that he had.
Out of Port Huron and off to the world?
Yeah, he left Port Huron and went and traveled all over the Midwest. And it was an interesting man. You know, he didn't sleep much, so he took power naps. I'm not an expert on any of these topics, but I love all of the stories, and I love hearing them and trying to put my own spin on them, so.
Now, you are part of the Earthwork Music Collective and other young musicians around the state. Tell us how the collective works.
Well, we're essentially a group of friends at the core of all of it, and that's really powerful and really amazing. Seth Bernard has helped us with both our records. He plays with Seth and May, for you folks that don't know him, an incredible Michigan folk duo. And he's kind of been the figurehead of the collective. His vision years ago was to start this group of people that would help support one another, play shows together, work on environmental advocacy, run a festival, both the Family Weekend, which we do in June, and then the Earthwork Harvest Gathering, which happens every September. And it's really just turned into a big family, and a lot of people ask if it's a label, and there's elements of it that work a little bit like a label, but for the most part, this is all DIY. We're doing all of this ourselves. We're self-financing. You know, we do have a gentleman named Bill Chesney who does our website and does a lot of the kind of the behind-the-scenes work, but he's severely underpaid for what he does. So, you know, we're here in Michigan trying to make an impact on the culture and trying to lift each other up while we're doing this. And we've been saying lately, hey, let's be each other's hype men.
Talk it up. And do you think, Bethany, do you really kind of need that support from your fellow artists in order to survive in 2013 as a local artist?
Oh, I think so. Yeah. I mean, I know I have less experience than Brandon in that he's been playing in bands a lot longer than I have. But my experience with Earthwork has been so encouraging and so uplifting in the work that we're doing, but also just the camaraderie that we have. There's not that sense of competition other than positive competition and encouraging each other to do well, but there's more of a, you know, excitement about new records coming out or the work that we do and people playing on each other's albums and supporting each other when we can. And that camaraderie really has been an encouragement to us, I know, and opened a lot of doors that we certainly wouldn't have had without those connections and those friendships.
And with that in mind, now that you have put Yesteryear Western Darkness, put your baby out there to the world, are you planning to tour to support it?
We're playing throughout Michigan in the month ahead. Bethany and I both have other endeavors in life that we love, so we try to find that balance with our music. But we're going to be playing in Lansing, in Grand Rapids, and in Kalamazoo, and in Ann Arbor, and in Lake City, and in Fenville over the next month. So we're playing a bunch to kind of celebrate the release of this new album.
Gifts or Creatures, Brandon and Bethany Foote of Lansing, and the album is Yesteryear Western Darkness. And you can learn all about the tour dates and find out more about them and hear some clips from the album on their website, giftsorcreatures.com, giftsorcreatures.com. Thanks to both of you for coming in and talking with us today.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you.